Hello, hello again. Tim Karskaden here on our daily podcast here on the Podbean app. Glad you're joining us this week from Christian Center's Report. And one thing we're talking about this week is spiritual warfare and understanding the realm of the demonic. So let's jump right back in today. Wow, you came back. I'm impressed. This is a deep topic. After yesterday, the way I ended, I didn't know if anybody would come back. So I'm glad you're with us today. We left on a scary note, talking about that realm of the spirit that's really out there and how it can get really strange beyond our natural thinking. And when we talk about how demons can envelop people's lives, and especially in third world countries or demonic realms, like where there's high level of witchcraft and medium psychics, things like that. How weird it really gets out there in that realm. Talking to people who come out of that realm, you know, they laugh at Christians because of our lack of knowledge and understanding of that realm. You know, I remember once we delivered a girl out of Satanism, and she started joining the congregation and growing in our ministry. But she had this incredible gift of discernment. I mean, just incredible, because she grew it, you know, in the demonic realm. But now we were turning it to the Lord, and you know, one day she asked me, she looked at the congregation, and she said, Pastor Tim, why are your people here so limited in the spirit realm? You know, in us in Satanism, we were in the spirit realm like 80% of the day. And so I've noticed your Christians around here, they're rarely in the spirit realm. You know, sometimes it looks like about 20% of their time. And I'm like, slap me, you know, hit me, you know, that's just a, you know, I was discouraged by what she said. But then, you know, I said, Lord, give me something to say to that, because she couldn't understand why we wouldn't go after it. And I said, but look at this, 20% of us in their spirit realm can overcome 100% of the demonic realm. You know, and I didn't pat myself on the back. I just, that was the Holy Spirit that told me that, but you know, that's the power we have. Imagine if we walked in the greater power of the Lord. You know, we can change the world. I've shared that Bob Jones story once before. But when Toronto, the outpouring was going on up there, changing the world, people getting saved from all around the world. It was birthing revival all around the world. And Bob, he's a prophet. If you don't know who he was, he's passed away now. You know, he asked the Lord in a vision. He said, Lord, how much of that up there is you? And he said, oh, only about 20% of it, but that's more than you've ever seen. You need to get up there. And I thought about it, 20%, most of that meant about 80% of the manifestations and stuff going on in that revival was flesh. But 20% was God, and it changed the world. So greater is he that's in us. There you go. That describes that scripture, right? So yesterday we left off scaring you, talking about the familiar spirits and of the dead. And we see that Samuel did that, and going talking to the dead, and necromancy and so forth is a term, you know, we use when we talk about that. But you know, when you go to a seance, or if you ever have, I shouldn't say when you go, you should never go, but if you ever have, or you've seen them on television or movies, whatever, and you know, that person sitting there and they hear their aunt, their uncle, their sister, their brother, mom, whatever, and it's exactly their same voice, same inflection, repeating historical facts, that's demonic. Look, that person is not there. That is a spirit that came from that person or knows that person. Do you understand that? They have recorded their lives, their voice, their inflections, their stories, and they're just telling you information. They're like parrots. Don't be impressed by that. And people will make life decisions at a psychic or a seance or a demonic realm like that, and you know, that voice will tell them, go do this, marry this person, go do this. Like, garbage. That's demons. That's demonic. Don't even go there. Go into a place where, you know, you hear from Jesus. Let him tell you your future. You know, if an angel were to tell you your future, it's from the Lord. Remember, we talked about angels and demons. They're frontline soldiers, so they go on orders. So you'd understand why demons do that stuff, because their leader tells them to do that. Same thing an angel does. An angel comes from the Lord, and he tells you what the Lord has told the angel to tell you and directing your life and so forth. So remember, it's a counterfeit, what the enemy does. So we want to understand that realm. You know, Jesus talks about these spirits in Scripture when he describes the familiar things that are coming forth. You know, I think my eyewitness accounts have helped me as much as studying the Scriptures, because it actually brings the Scriptures to life. And I want you to challenge you to go after the Word of God, and not listen to just what I have to say or other deliverance ministers have to say. But these crazy things people say in that realm, but if you can't find the Bible in some way or some form, then, you know, you're not going to, it's not really there. So God's going to define it there. But honestly, consider when you hear something like, okay, could that be the Lord? You know, I want to hear that from the Lord. You know, most people that I know have talked to or dealt with demonic realms, they're impressed by the way that they do things. In other words, they go after one thing and they're good at what they do. They're very good at it. You know, they have an area of expertise that they go after, and, you know, that they have names and they have so forth that they go after, familiar spirit, whatever you want to define it. You know, I'm thinking of a passage. Let me pull it up here in Luke 8:30. Let me get my scripture here. And it talks about this. I should have been prepared. But it says, one more page. It says, and Jesus asked him, speaking of demons, what is your name? And he said, Legion, for we are many demons. And he had entered him. Look, they had a specific purpose, area of expertise, had a name. That's what we're talking about, what Jesus said. So since most demons are experts at doing one thing, they usually have only one name, whatever. This is the spirit of death or the spirit of destruction. You know, in Hinduism, they have these three great, the trinity of the Hinduism, and one's the god of destruction, one's the god of prosperity, whatever. They have names, you know, they have purposes. Well, where do you think the Hindus got that from? Because they worship Satan. They understand that they can think it's Hinduism, it's another form, but it's Satan. They have entered into the demonic realm. And so they're deceived in lies, but it's nonetheless. So the one order of demons, they have a name, okay? And these spirits that we see in Scripture have very distinct purposes, okay? Jesus would put these orders together, you know, and we see this. Remember in Matthew, I think it's Matthew 17, Jesus declared the spirit to be a different spirit, you know. And if you failed to find it in 21st verse of Matthew there, 17:21, you can look in different translations, and some of them translations have even taken it out of the Bible. So make sure you go to an original one, because, you know, the writers don't want to deal with this stuff. But it's in the original Scripture. It's a different spirit. Anytime our Lord talks about a spirit being different, we should listen, pay attention. You know, he didn't do this just to talk. It's about spiritual warfare, and he wanted you to know this thing is specific and has specific purposes. It's different than another spirit. So we need to look at that when we think about these things. So let's look at what brought about this revelation of Jesus. First, the Spirit had just defeated the disciples. They weren't able to deal with it. And they should have been, because Jesus had given them authority to deal with all unclean spirits. In Matthew 10:1, he tells them that. But until that point in time, these spirits had responded to their commands, had dealt with, they had been able to deal with it. But all of a sudden, they couldn't get this one out. They failed. And that's when they asked Jesus, how come we couldn't get this thing out? And he replied, because of their unbelief, you know, right? He replied to them, "How? Because of their unbelief." However, he explained to them that this was a different realm that they had just begun to encounter here. And he said, some spirits, remember he talks about that, only come out through prayer and fasting. So, and we see that that is taken out of some of the translations. But with this, you know, we can look at how Jesus defined orders in that 17:21 Matthew. He said this kind. Then we see in Mark 9:25, he said he calls it a deaf and dumb spirit. And then in Luke 13:11, he says the spirit of infirmity. You know, in Psalm 78:49, David referred to the same order of spirits as being evil angels. In 1 Samuel 16:14, the same order of spirits is referred to as an evil spirit from God. From God, making the notation that all spirits are created by God. You know, what I love about that truth is that God did create Satan. He did create the demons. He created it all. And the Creator has authority over everything He creates. So I think the Satan or satanic realm also recognizes that they can't do anything without His permission. And they must obey His laws, which means like a curse without a cause cannot take a light, right? So if they try to put a curse on somebody and they don't have a cause, look, they broke God's law and God's going to deal with them, all right? So we see different names that refer to this order of the spirits, all right? And so, and I think when the spirit's defined, it's revealed by its name. Legion means many, right? So that's talking about an army, and a company of people. So they have areas of expertise, and that's what I've seen. You know, God has angels like that, the spirit of death, right? The Moses, when he was in Egypt and said the angel of death is going to visit you, right? And I told Pharaoh that, and that's what happened, because that's angels' responsibility. One thing I can say about angels and demons, when they are released, they have no other choice but to do what they're sent to do unless they're told to stop doing what they're doing. And that's where we have authority. If demons come against us, we have authority to stop it, because the laws of God supersede the laws of the demonic realm. And when we believe and have faith and we understand that Christ in us is greater than the one that's in the world, we can speak to those things, even if they have a commission to destroy us and to come against our families, come against our lives. We have authority in Christ to deal with it. Whew, that was deep today. I hope you enjoyed it. Come back here again tomorrow as we're going to go deeper, understanding this demonic realm and how it functions the best we understand by scripture and experience. Okay, see y'all. Have a great day.